Welcome to Scout Trout Radio, home of the elite. We're on our college football road trip, covering all these elite college football teams for collegefootballtoday.org, and we are having a wonderful time. We're motoring through the Virginia area on the way to Washington, D.C. Directly before I got out to University of Georgia, I read a post from Lincoln Riley out of Oklahoma. He stated that Georgia would not be a top five defense in the country if they played in the Big 12. Now, here's my dilemma with that. It is two different styles of football. Big 12 is a run and gun, run and shoot, air raid, all that great stuff. I love it. I love the passing game. But they throw it a lot more than the SEC. The SEC is more of a pro-style game. And I'd like to challenge, you know, Oklahoma to the fact that Georgia could have some guys on their bench that would actually fit in the Big 12 that just aren't big enough to play in the SEC yet against the Bama and take that cruising for a bruising. So, in retrospect, looking back at it after I left UGA, I really felt that, you know, I'm going to go crunch some numbers, too, when I get in tonight to up north and see if that really is the case, because I don't believe it is. I believe that Georgia can defend the pass. They can defend the run. I believe it's sneakier in the SEC. They run a lot of play-action stuff because it is a pro-style attack. It is, built to be a bulldozer and then throw it over the top, play-action, over the top. A lot of SEC teams are going to that spread system. A lot of them do throw it in certain situations, you know. But mainly, the SEC is built on toughness. The Big 12 is built on toughness, but more on air raid, you know, running gun. Let's just sling it all over the place, score 70 points. Nobody can stop each other. There is no defense. So is that a testament to how good your offenses are or how bad your defense is? Honestly, that's kind of what it is to me. It's just you ain't stacking up. You're putting all your athletes on the defense, on the offensive side of the ball. You're not recruiting well on the defensive side of the ball, and you're really not caring because it's all about who scores more points. So you still got to stop people. You still got to put them in their place. You still got to hit them in the mouth. And, you know, that's what I really like about SEC and Georgia Bulldog football. They will hit you in the mouth. They do come hard. They're very passionate about their football team in the Georgia area. You know, those kids play hard, and they're going to bring it every night in the toughest conference in America, in my opinion, still to this day. The SEC is the toughest week in and week out that there is. I think it's a toss-up between the Big 12 and Big 10 for second this year. Everybody thinks the Big 10 is reigning supreme. It's a similar style of football to SEC football as well. I call it black and blue football because I'm from Pittsburgh. My dad played for the Steelers. The Ravens and Steelers used to go up against each other, and it was a black and blue game, black and purple, really. But, you know, lots of bruises. You're cruising. It's 3-0, end of the game. Comes down to a field goal. Nobody can score. Very boring to watch if you don't know defense and strategy and how you lock somebody down. But all in all, that statement to me was false. I believe it was to throw a monkey wrench in recruiting. You know, it's something college coaches will do late in the process, or if they're really competing for a recruit, you know, they'll throw that out there late or somewhere in the game just to kind of put that in the recruit's ear or in his head, just to have him thinking about it. Is the Big 12 really, you know, better than the SEC, or is his defense comparable? You know, it gets the kids thinking and maybe can sway their decision in the end. You know, it is what it is, but if you can't back up your facts with actual stats, with actual relevance, then it's hard to throw those type of comments out there, especially against the legendary defensive coordinator in Kirby Smart. You know, that just kind of really, you know, nullified the argument right there when I know who's coaching Georgia. So, You know, all in all, like I said, it's an opinion, and we take every opinion as a perspective at Scout Trout, and, you know, try and flip it into a positive for Oklahoma. Oklahoma's, you know, their coach, at least he's got some cojones this year. At least he's going to step up and talk to the SEC and try and get those big-time recruits to bring a national championship to Oklahoma, to get another Baker Mayfield, to get another big-time recruit in the stable like Dylan Trapp, who was a Scout Trout product, played in last year's All-American game. You know, we got some good players in Oklahoma. Braden Spicer last year in Oklahoma. He's playing at Oklahoma State this year. Amazing linebacker. Remind me of Clay Matthews with that long, beautiful blonde hair. But he will smack you so hard in the mouth, you won't be looking at that hair no more. You'll be like, oh my gosh, what just hit me in the mouth? And, you know, endorsement deals are nice, you know, with the hair and everything. So in the future, that hair could pay off. Just don't let nobody grab it in a game. I know that that hurts. Luckily, mine was curly and go up under my helmet. So, but Braden, keep the hair looking nice. Keep that amazing agility sideline to sideline that you got. You're going to be a big-time player in the Big 12 this year, in my opinion. I can't wait to watch you. We have a scheduled game this year, UCLA at Oklahoma State. It's going to be a big-time contest. We can't wait to be there. We can't wait to see Braden Spicer in action. He is the epitome of what a Scout Trout product should look like. We are cruising through Norfolk right now, home of Allen Iverson, Hampton Roads, Norfolk State. What up? I didn't know we were coming through this area. So that whole thing is going to be a big thing in college football this year. They're going to be throwing that out there. Let's see. Let's see where Georgia's defense matches up this year. Let's see where Oklahoma's offense, you know, matches up at the end of this year. Let's see if they meet in the big BCS championship. And then let's see who lets the pads do the talking, you know. Once the pads get popping, there ain't no stopping. So, unless you're going to beat the case like Johnny Cochran, I'm just saying there is no ends to this rivalry now that Coach created between the Big 12 and the SEC. And I cannot wait to see how it goes down this year at Scout Trout Insiders Information, which we will be releasing for a membership fee. I ain't giving this stuff out for free. We know too much. We are, they say we sold out, but we